We back. Back to another episode of CourtCast. As you can tell from the voice, it's me, the voice of reason, the voice of truth, the man who speaks the truth, only the truth, and nothing but the truth. As usual, I have my co-host with me, who always claim, even though I didn't give myself this nickname, you can't give yourself a nickname. Meanwhile, their favorite artist, Davido, OBO, I wonder who gave him that nickname. This one, Burna Boy, Odogwu, I wonder who gave him that nickname. But we move.
They told the truth, bro.
Obviously, on the other side of the screen, you can see the man, the myth, the legend himself, T-Shiesty.
Can I say something real quick? I just wanted to bring to the viewers' attention that the voice of reason actually apologized to me for a silly statement he made earlier in the year. I brought it to his attention, and it turned out that, as always, he lied, and he had to apologize to me. It's on text. Go ahead, move on to the next person.
That was toasting, and it's 5 minutes. You know what? Go ahead. The floor is yours. I can't even get through a monologue without you interrupting me.
I'm not deleting that tweet. You know what?
I can't even get through a monologue without you interrupting me. You go ahead.
Go on, Shannon.
Blah, 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 blah. And beside me, of course, is the best player in North America, best basketball player in North America.
I like that. Always say that every episode.
Our very own Skip BLS Febby, thank you for coming back to the show.
Like he said, the best player in North America. You don't know, fam. Just hit me up, place, time, and date. I'll be there. Anybody can catch it, bro. Like Shannon said, ain't nobody want this. You don't want this.
Well, you know what? That's just dove right into that Lakers game, man. I actually watched the game, surprisingly. I watched the game yesterday. And, you know, one thing I've noticed about the Lakers is, as opposed to last season, every single game, or not every single ball, a majority of the games this year, they rarely get blown out. Like, every single game is a very competitive game. Usually goes down to the final seconds of the game. And either Russell gets dragged in the arm by Joel Embiid, which doesn't get called. LeBron decides to settle for a step back three for no reason. Actually drives to the rim and gets fouled, but doesn't get called. Troy Bang gets fouled on a three-point attempt, which doesn't get called. As far as the Lakers should be at least 5-6 games above 500 with the way they have played basketball. I've been really impressed with Russell Westbrook. LeBron didn't have it going yesterday, and Russ took the scoring load. He had a very efficient 29 points, 5 assists, 6 rebounds. Played fantastic defense yesterday. As far as I'm concerned, aside Austin Reeves, he's their best perimeter defender. He's the only one that can actually man up, body up, and play defense. And I've seen him lock Tatum up. I've seen him lock Luka up. I've seen him lock Ja Morant up yesterday. Like, he knows he's a good defender, and in situations where his defense is required, he steps up, which is why I'm so confused. They let Dennis Schroeder guard Luka when he took that step back three. But like I said last week, if they can figure out how to win close games, you don't want to see this Lakers team in a 7-game series with a healthy Anthony Davis or LeBron James. That's all I have to say.
I 1,000% agree. For me, the biggest difference I can see right now from last year is, regardless of who is not on the court, they're not a write-off. Like, you cannot say they're guaranteed. It's a guaranteed loss. Like, they're going to have a dogfight, and it's going to take maybe a missed call or a bad decision for them to actually lose. They're back to the defensive identity they had when they won the championship. LeBron is playing elite basketball, I guess, maybe because he's chasing the all-time record, so he's putting up incredible numbers, but he's helping them on their way to wins. Westbrook has embraced the six-man role and is playing incredible basketball. He's played amazing the last 10 games, which is a huge stretch. They have guys back healthy. I remember they didn't start the season with Dennis Schroeder. Kendrick Nunn is... and Bryant as well. None is playing ball. Gabriel is playing ball. Now they know their lineups. They know like who's gonna come at what time. The guys I'm gonna have on the court. Like there's so much continuity going on right now. AD just coming back. The best player on the team is just gonna shoot them up astronomically. So, like I said last week podcast, I don't see anyone beating them in the West fully healthy, except Denver Nuggets. So yeah, I'm very impressed.
Kudos to the coaching by of Darwin Ham. He's done a spectacular job so far in trying to create that identity, that backbone. You know, I guess with Frank Vogel, they always will complain about calls and not get back on defense. This one, you can just see them get back on defense and complain after. You know, especially with the game yesterday, you know, Russ has been like instrumental to what they've been doing so far in terms of his production and points, assists. Sometimes he might not even get the double digit points, but he might give you double digit assists, you know what I'm saying, while giving you good defense and like defense when it really matters, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially we can go back to the game against the Clippers where he three straight possessions where he clamped Kawhi up, you know, and I appreciate they had AD in that game healthy. They would have won that, but that's just to show the Achilles heel of the Lakers. They're their own mistake. You know what I'm saying? Like what I mean by that is sometimes it might be Bron taking that step back, unnecessary step back three to kind of win for exactly when he could have just drive to the rim. Although it was a missed call, I feel like if Bron would have stopped on a dime, and I think he had space enough to pull up for the jumper in the mid-range, but I thought he was, you know, I can understand him going to the rim and trying to find at least two free throws or I'll make it the layup and add one, you know what I'm saying? So I can understand why they're in this state. But like you guys have said, you do not want to see them in a seven-game series with a healthy Anthony Davis that's averaging 35, 20, 15, 10, and you know, nine steals, you know what I'm saying? So
Yeah, and let's not forget the Grizzlies are not a rollover. They had won their last 11 games. They're the second seed in the West. Ja was playing phenomenal basketball up until yesterday night, so they're a really good side. And for the Lakers to come in and do what they are you watching the Kansas City game?
yeah, but who just like got injured? So what they fell on his ankle.
Oh, that's tough. Like I was saying, for the Lakers to come in and do what they did yesterday, I really want to give a huge shout out to Russell Westbrook because I don't think he's getting enough love for what he's done, the sacrifice he's made this season. This is someone who they've said is uncoachable, this and that, only cares about his. Skip Bayless continuously says he's all about him, he only cares about his stats. If anything, this season has gone far and beyond to show that that's not the case. That man knows what. That man has sacrificed a lot, especially the ego parts of things, and to come off the bench as a first ballot Hall of Famer is something I can only applaud and still be putting in the performances he's putting in. Like Femi said, if he doesn't get you 21 points, he's getting you 15 assists, he's getting you 7 boards. He needs I think he needs 21 more points to become the second highest to have the second highest points as a point guard ever. And so like at the with his current scoring rates by the end of next season, if he's still playing, he would surpass Oscar Robertson as the most points from a point guard ever. Needs 31 more assists to overcome Gary Payton for top 10 on the all-time assist list. Already the best rebound, greatest rebounding point guard we've ever seen in our lives. That's just greatness right there. And if nobody's gonna give him his flowers, you best believe I'm gonna give him his flowers.
No,
But like I
for
said,
sure.
you don't want to see this Lakers team in a 7-game series, especially because you think about the fact that they're doing all this with Austin Reaves out, Lonnie Walker out, Anthony Davis out. Dennis Schroeder just came back from injury, by the way. Sometimes he can be egg-headed, but that steal yesterday was very crucial. Converted the and one. The game against Philly, though, what do you guys make of Darvin Ham not calling a timeout in that situation?
Well, for the most part, most teams don't call timeout in that situation. because they don't want to let that defense, you know, set up. But I can also understand the need for the to call a timeout and actually create a play to win the game, especially in a tight situation like that. But, I mean, I can't really fault him. But at the same time, we can always say, you know, in hindsight, you would rather have them call the timeout, see what they can draw. But I don't, I'm not going to fault him for that.
Me personally, I like how you can call the timeout because Lakers, they're, when it comes to playing downhill and transition, they're one of the best in the league. And Philly, they're top five defensive teams in the league. So when you have those types of matchups, you just explore it with Westbrook being on Joel Embiid backing up and ahead of steam. I like their chances. It was a foul, but you know, it happens.
I totally agree. Because the thing is, the Lakers, they don't have shot makers. Like, if you have someone like Steph Curry or KD, Kyrie, who can just ISO pull up game winner, that's fine. Like, you can go ahead and do it, but they're not a particularly great shooting team, and they rely on their defense, get out in transition, and get those buckets. Yeah. I really like Russell Westbrook on Joel Embiid on the perimeter. Like, Russ is gonna blow by like he did. It's not his fault that the refs allowed Embiid to literally hug his arm all the way. I don't think it was a silly play. I think it was the right basketball play. Both not calling the timeout and Russ driving on Joel Embiid. Because he's far away. He's their only rim protector. So if you take him away from the rim and you drive to the rim, it opens up many things. Well, on the floor, he's the only rim protector on the floor at the time. So it just opens up a lot. I thought it was the right thing to do. Unfortunately, the refs are going to review it in the two-minute warning. I can't at this point, I don't know the amount of missed calls the Lakers have had to overcome in the two-minute warning report, but it is what it is at this point, man.
I mean, they said the two-minute warning report. Yeah, I saw that it wasn't a foul.
If that's not a foul, then I don't know basketball.
Yeah,
but that's about it for the Lakers. Let's move on to the surprise team of the year for me, the Sacramento Kings. Third seed in the West. De'Aaron Fox is an all-star. Sabonis, about to be a three-time all-star. I mean, I thought the appointment of Mike Brown was stupid, especially after what happened with the Memphis Grizzlies in the playoffs. But he has them playing some really good basketball right now. And say it quietly, they might have won the Haliburton trade.
I think the Haliburton trade was a green win. I don't think anyone lost that. But
I agree.
Surprise, would I say I'm very surprised? To an extent, yes. But I've been looking at them over the last 3 years. They always put up high numbers when scoring the basketball. They scored the basketball at a crazy amount. The problem was defense and probably decision-making.
Accountability.
Right. You bring in Mike Brown, that was defensive coordinator in Golden State. He has them playing better defense. They have that championship mentality a little bit on that team now, so their decision-making is better.
I don't want to cut you short, but there was a game I was watching, and so basically there was a pick and roll, and the center was rolling to the rim to get the basketball, and Terrence Davis stepped up, but he didn't take the charge. So Mike Brown was so mad, called a timeout, yelled at him, couple plays down, steps up, takes the charge, and he celebrates it like they had just won back-to-back-to-back NBA championship.
Right.
That's definitely one way to get your players committed on the defensive end of things.
Yeah, definitely.
But
for me, I mean, that appointment of Mike Brown might have been the best decision that organization might have made, because they had the draft picks, they've had the stars, but never the right coaching to mix all of the ingredients together to create something nice. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if they had Luke Walton with this Sabonis and De'Aaron Fox, though, I don't think they'll be as successful, in my opinion.
Definitely.
So I think The appointment of Mike Brown was key to what they're doing right now. And if you watch the some of their practice videos, you can see him even running with the players, trying to motivate the players, not even trying to sugarcoat anything. It's like giving it to them as they need to hear, so that once it's time to, once it's game time, they are well prepared. They're well there, and they play like a well-oiled machine. They already know that De'Aaron Fox is going to be the one that's going to close out the games. So from the first quarter to the third, De'Aaron Fox is facilitating. He's getting Sabonis. He's getting the shooters going. So once the defense collides on him during the clutch, he has them going already. So he has them in rhythm already. So he can kick it out to them. The addition of Huerta, the Red Velvet shooter, that was also key to their spacing. And they have Terrence Davis as well as, as a 3-point specialist. So like their team is just it's a well-oiled machine. They have the right coach, in my opinion, to mix it all together. So I see them as a really tough exit in the West, because you don't really want to see that even in transition, where they have De'Aaron Fox as the fastest player.
I think he has the most clutch points in the NBA as well.
Right.
I'm not too sure about that, but I
So
think I saw something like that.
you don't want you don't want in the playoffs where they're a run and gun team like the Showtime Lakers. I don't want to compare them to Showtime, but I'm just saying in terms of style of play, where they're going back and forth, they play
And
just
they score, man.
and
They
they
score.
put up
What the hell?
points. They put up points.
That's
So but the only thing is, I would like to see how they I want to see them in their first I'm excited to see them in their first playoff
This is the
series.
first playoff season. It's gonna be their first playoff run since
Since 02.
Gordon's
02.
02,
Yeah.
when they lost to the Lakers.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, but shout out to the Kings, man. If you're a long time listener, you know I always had them as my biggest losers. They've stepped up. The team I'm going to have as my new biggest losers now, the stupid Los Angeles Clippers, 3-7 in their last 10 games.
Damn.
Kawhi Leonard is playing great basketball, but every other person looks like a dullard.
Damn.
I can't even begin, and they're telling me Norman Powell is going to be the sixth man of the year favorite. That he puts the ball in the basket, but my God, he's the most frustrating player to watch on defense. Reggie Jackson is just what do you guys have to say about the Clippers?
No. I would love for you to go on like a monologue or a rant, if you
You've
may,
already
on
interrupted me.
you asked me what do I have to say? I need to interrupt
What
you.
do you guys think of the Clippers, man? I watched the game yesterday. No atom of defense. Like Kawhi had 36. I can't remember his full stats, but Kawhi played phenomenal basketball.
Paul George played yesterday.
PG wasn't shooting the ball well, but he had 16 points. He had 12 assists. You can always trust PG to show up on the defensive end. Even if you cross him, he's going to get up and still play defense. But the rest, they conceded over 130 points to the San Antonio Spurs. What are we doing here, bro? Chelsea,
Right.
come on now. Chelsea, come on
Right.
now.
First, I think they're still trying to ramp up Paul George. They deal with a lot of injuries, that team, from John
I
Wall
can't lie, it goes beyond their two
to
star
Luke
players.
Kennard. It seems every important piece is injury prone, which is not good going forward. But we've always looked at them as when they're healthy, what is their ceiling? I still believe their ceiling is what we thought it was, because Paul George dropping 30, Kawhi dropping 30 is it seems inevitable.
But Tosin, sorry to cut you short, just the night before, they got blown out by the Utah Jazz. And the baptism Zubac received from Larry Bird was just disgusting.
No, definitely. But about Reggie Jackson, for example, I think Reggie Jackson plays well when he's a starter. And for the most part, when he's not starting, he doesn't have to play off the bench. Amazing. You have John Wall taking some of his minutes as well. So I maybe his self-esteem, I don't know what it is, but Reggie Jackson is having a terrible year.
Yeah, the guy, like,
Luke
sorry, go ahead.
Kennard is not available. They have just one proper center, And when you think of that center, they go small. Covington is not what they thought he would be. He's not shooting the ball amazing. He's not playing enough minutes to have an impact defensively. The twin was Morris.
Oh my God,
Morris.
don't even get me started on him, bro.
Morris is not someone you rely on defensively. He can still put the ball up, but in the league where everyone's athletic now, they can close down on him faster. They can do all these things. So he's not who he was last year. So they have a lot of aging players at this point and a lot of injury prone players. The rest, the combination is not good.
Yeah, I agree with you. What about you?
I feel like some of it is the expectations that has been placed on the team, right? They're supposed to be this
Juggernaut.
juggernaut, not even just a juggernaut, like this deep team that, the mentality is next man up, you know what I'm saying? And as of recent, I think the Kawhi addition has messed up most of their rotations now. The PG coming in because of the in and outs of like, oh, he's playing today, oh, he's not playing tomorrow. You know,
So there's no continuity.
there's no continuity, there's no sense of chemistry yet because of the whole load management stuff. And obviously it's understandable as to why the team would want to manage their best player's injury, and to see to what's the word? Now to have him back is almost like, okay, now Norman Powell is not going to see the ball as much anymore because Kawhi has it. Reggie Jackson not going to see the ball as much because John Wall and PG are on the floor now, and that's like two potent scorers. So I just feel like, this is a test. This is a test to Coach Lou as to see and to see like, why do they tag you as the coach, the best coach in the NBA and stuff like that. So we have to see, this is where he has to make the adjustments to get the team to where they need to be, because they say the strongest wave is the one that's been building up over time. Because if it's it, like a wave is not as strong if it's just like right there, if it just happens, if it's just happenstance, but if it's been building up over time, and that's the mentality for every NBA team going into the playoffs. So like you want to start off the good habits early so that when the playoffs
Exactly.
start, you don't none of that is something that's at the forefront of your minds, So I feel like they need to start as a team, get together and start building on those habits before it's too late.
1,000%.
Also,
Put it
I
on steady
have just
play.
one more thing to say. Who is their leader on the court? Like, outside of the coach, like on the court, who's their leader? Who's the one yelling, "Oh, yo, you're not in the right position." They had Pat Bev doing that.
There's a lack of accountability on that team.
Yeah, because on Toronto, they had Kyle Lowry, but you can have Kawhi as your leader. Kawhi's not gonna say anything. So like they don't have anyone holding
They
anyone
just don't
accountable
look
on the
at
court.
you like, damn, you trash.
It's just gonna be like, I'm not gonna give the ball to you next time type shit.
He's
But
definitely gonna doghouse you, man.
it's probably like, oh yeah, I'm not gonna help you on that next time.
Yeah, like when they were playing Philly and PG was turning the ball over like a lot. He didn't have it going. I think that was his first game back, and I think he came off the bench as well. Like there was no ones, but yo, PG, still take your shots or be confident or anything.
That's why I
Like,
keep going, yeah.
yeah, keep going. There was no one doing that. He had to find it himself or something like that. So I think when you have some players struggling on the team, there has to be like that person on the court that will be like, yo, just keep shooting, bro. Keep shooting type shit. Like no one like that.
Yeah, 1,000%. Obviously, we spoke about the Nuggets last week. There's not much to say else on the Nuggets side of things, but I want to focus on two potentially biggest disappointments of the NBA in the West this season: the Suns and the Timberwolves. Wait, don't tell me you expected to hear the Mavericks. No.
I wouldn't wait, Timberwolves. Oh yeah, considering the trade they made,
Rudy
yeah,
Gobert.
sure.
Timberwolves, come on, man. Timberwolves, even though they've won 7 of their last 10 games, I just will never buy into that. There's just something about that franchise that doesn't sit right with me. I can never see that franchise. And
no, I know what the problem is. Is a guy named Kat.
Oh, yeah.
They've been playing well since that guy got injured. Let me tell you something. He comes back. He wants to be shooting threes that he can't shoot. He thinks he's the best shooter, big shooting big man ever.
Yeah, like, bro. Like he said, man, just go get him. Just go get him. I can't lie. The Timberwolves just, I like Anthony Edwards. I used to think, still somewhere in my head, I think Anthony Edwards is a generational talent. Like, I rate him so much. But I just don't think he's in the right system to thrive. Like, how on earth do you feel like the best thing for your core of Anthony Edwards, D'Angelo Russell, and Karl Anthony Towns is Rudy Gobert? I need to know who signed off on that trade. I need to know. Like, oh.
It wasn't like they were trading for Kevin Durant, though.
No. It's not Steph Curry. It's not Kevin. It's Rudy Gobert.
And that's what they gave up for this?
I would think you would try to fix your defense with Rudy Gobert, but they were already a top defensive team last year. So why do you need Rudy Gobert?
I can't lie. A trade for Rudy Gobert that doesn't include Kat doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't. But I wouldn't label them my second disappointing team, because I sort of expected them to steal. Like when we started the season off, I sort of had them like in the position they're in right now. So I'm not really disappointed.
But like, judging based off of the trade they made,
yeah.
You see, that I think the trade for him was worth more than the trade for Donovan Mitchell.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, it was. It was worth more than anybody in recent history.
Like, that is ridiculous to me. And I'm not even blaming Rudy this time around. Like, people, you guys would think I'm a Rudy hater. I'm not blaming him. Like, I'm blaming
people the person think? That...
I'm not blaming Rudy. I'm blaming the person that saw him and said, I think he's the solution to all our problems. How, Sway? Explain. Explain to me how.
But I want to make the case for Portland Trailblazers, because although we didn't like have the expectation going into the season, but the way they started the season, the way it seemed like everything was coming together, they got Grant, they got Dame. When he was injured, they still stayed afloat. He came back. He's averaging crazy amounts. They have what seems like a good coach that is emphasizing defense. They have a young core coming up with Sharp. I forget the other kid that can shoot.
Anthony Simons.
So I'm really disappointed that they're so far down. Like, considering they started like 7-0, and they're this far down, I'm very disappointed.
I never bought into them, though. Like, that team was just never going to be good enough for a sustained run in the NBA. Like, Jeremy Grant, I'll be honest with you, Jeremy Grant is not a top two, cannot be a top two option on a championship team.
It was not their top two. Simons was supposed to be the second, and I think Grant was going to be the third.
But the Blazers have seen what happens when you have a backcourt like Dame and CJ, and they're doing it all over again with Anthony Simons and Dame.
True. You can't have two small guys that get bullied on defense.
Exactly. It's just not going to work.
I think I want to win the freaking Mavericks.
Let's talk about the Suns.
No. It's a good shout, though. Like, put the hate aside. Where you where they got to in the playoffs last year and where they are right now.
I mean, they're not bad. They're both the Warriors and the Clippers.
But we shouldn't be talking about them saying they're no bad. They're supposed to be dominating now, considering like how far they went last year and how they beefed up. They beefed up with Chris Wood.
I told a certain number of people that team is not good enough. If I'm the Mavericks, do you know what I do? Mm-hmm. I try to go out there and get past Pascal Siakam without giving up Christian Wood.
How do you do that? You're going to lose your entire bench.
Yeah, you use
and your future.
Give up future. I'm trying to win now.
Fair enough.
I give up Tim Hardaway. Give up Finney Smith. Give up unprotected picks.
And Toronto is going to take that.
Two first round picks. I wouldn't take it, but what stops me from testing the waters?
Fair. That's a good fix, I think. Yeah, that's a defensive fix
Defensive, he'll go
and
get
an
his bucket.
offensive fix
I've
as
seen
well.
Siakam got the bucket that practically won the Raptors the chip. So you
Yeah.
can't tell me he doesn't step up. Playing with
Yeah.
somebody like Luka? Ooh! Ooh, chat.
And yeah, I think that's an amazing fix. I would have preferred maybe OG, but I think Pascal is like
Pascal is
amazing
better
because
than
we
OG, and the
no,
Raptors are
Pascal is
going
better
to.
than OG, but with OG, you won't give up as much, but
I
you'll
think the
be able
Raptors are going
to.
to ask for just as much with OG. That's why I go for Pascal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
See, the Mavericks have pushed the Raptors. I'll use dogs to chase them.
But it's not the franchise you hate, it's just one guy you hate there.
Guilty by association.
Lastly, man, this team is very irrelevant, but I just want to talk about them. The Houston goddamn Rockets. Have you ever just sat down and decided, let me watch a Houston Rockets game?
Oh, I have. I've watched their
Blood
games
of
against Golden
Jesus
States,
Christ.
against some teams, yeah.
They're so bad. They're actually so bad.
They're
Imagine Sengun is posting up. Like, he's looking. Nobody is cutting. Everybody's just standing, watching him post up. And
you know, he's like
obviously.
a general manager that was like, how many bad decision makers can I get on the team? We have Sengun, a good decision maker, but let's get at least like seven bad decision makers.
I'm telling you what happened. He was talking to the Spurs GM, and the Spurs GM told him, "He show me that. Say you no go fit tank pass us." And the guy was like, "I took that personally."
Yo,
I mean, they're both in
Spurs
Texas.
are trying. Spurs will win today's game and bench their starters. The starters are not even good enough. They will bench them, try to lose the next game. But Houston finds a way to beat them to it. I
With
don't
their
know how.
starters as well.
And they're both in Texas, so that's more ironic.
Yeah.
Bad for Jalen Green because I feel like he's a really good NBA. He can put the ball in the basket. Like, let's be
Yeah.
real. He can put
Yeah,
the ball.
he
He
can.
just needs good. Jalen Green drives to the rim and has wide open shooters everywhere, but doesn't look around. He just puts his head down, drives, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to finish over three players. Like, that's coaching to me. Kevin Porter
Yeah.
Jr. every time. Hezzy, hezzy, hezzy. I've never seen anybody do four hezzies at once in my life.
Well, let me say something about Shengun. I believe he's a baby yoke.
I rate him. I rate
He's a
Sengun so
baby.
much.
If
But
put in the right situations, he can be like yoke.
I don't think I've ever seen a situation where an NBA player like your big is posting up and nobody is moving. Everybody's just standing and looking at him. And he's asking for people to cut, and everybody's still looking at him like they can't speak English. And then he turns around and just shoots a stupid shot because he's mad. And they're looking at him like, did we do anything wrong? What?
And the coach is probably like, come on, guys, that was
I feel bad for Steven Silas because I want to bring that campaign for him to get the job, but jeez,
What do you mean you feel
Christ.
bad for him? He's not making any plays, he's not calling any
Yeah,
plays.
he got to get out of there, man.
And what's his face? Shengun, you know, Shengun worked with The Dream, actually. I watched it.
I saw that.
Oh,
I
yeah?
saw
Yeah, he
that.
watched The Dream.
I also like Jabari Smith. I thought he was the best player in the draft, but I even hated
They
him.
have some high flyers in that team. Wait,
Oh, Kenyon Martin Jr.
yeah. Wait, which Shengun, like I wanted to ask, what was his game like getting his own basket himself? Is he exactly like Jokic? He's actually effective with it, or I don't know. Is he just a good
With
passer of
him,
the ball?
he's a very good passer.
He can't post up.
He's not Jokic. That's what he's not.
Yeah, but he can't post up.
He can put the ball in the basket, but he's just like, I don't think he
And
can
he
be a
has.
consistent
Does he
20
have a
points a game.
mid-range game?
Yeah, he does. Not consistent. Not as consistent as Jokic, but he does have a mid-range game.
And what's it called? He murdered somebody on live television too.
And
I like
don't murder
Shengun.
someone.
Yeah,
I
that's
didn't know he
crazy.
could jump.
Yeah, like bro, like I think it was Zach Collins too.
Zach Collins just be getting dead, bro. Every time.
Yo, you my Portal.
They just.
No, Portal and Ja Morant have. Ja has beef with Jakob Poeltl. I don't know what it is.
Nah, for me, Zach Collins. I think it was. Wasn't it him? Russell Dunked as well. No, it was him that almost killed Russell Westbrook
Yeah.
when he bumped his head. But yeah, man, if you're a Houston Rockets fan, I'm sorry, man. Go watch the Astros or something.
Are
Or.
they good?
Damn.
No, Astros are in the playoffs though.
Yeah, the Astros, because the Texans are, they are not any better.
They should just be traveling to Dallas. Dallas is still in Texas. They should be traveling to Dallas every game to go and watch.
Oh my God, man. But yeah, let's move on to the East. Did you guys watch Kyrie Irving yesterday night?
I'm not impressed, man. Let me talk about
Yeah,
Kyrie one time.
because they, I was gonna say like that was a good game, but they are 1-3 since they lost KD.
One out of four. We've lost four
One
in
and
a
four.
row. Let me tell you something. First off, I'm the biggest Kyrie fan in the world. I don't care what anyone says. But he's been terrible. Now, since KD got injured, he plays so passive. Like he's thinking, oh, let's continue to play team ball. But that's not going to work if no one can put the ball in the basket. Like the other team, they have to, you have to soak their defense up where they start to like double team you. And that's by you starting the game off on fire. Then that's how your teammates get open. But when you start off the game just chilling in the corner, just being passive, you get the ball, you don't make decisions quickly, you're not driving hard, you're just chilling. It's going to be difficult for your team. We have Ben Simmons that is stealing money every day. He's a thief. He's an armed robber. A soft punk. But
This is organized crime.
organized crime.
Big
Broad
buckets.
daylight, bruv. So Kyrie finished
But you
the
know what they
game.
say about the best crimes, man? Do it in plain sight. Ain't nobody gonna suspect anything.
And then you just tell you, oh yeah, I'm just gonna be aggressive next game. Bro, shut up. You've had more fouls than field goal attempts this season. What are you talking about?
Wait, what? No, I don't believe that stat. I
Okay.
don't believe that
Okay,
stat.
I don't know if it's field goal attempts, but yes, like points. You know, points count as 2 points. You
No,
make a point.
Tosin, I don't buy
He
it.
has more fouls than 2 pointers. I mean, than points this season. Check it. He has, I think, 119 fouls and like 112 points or
Thing
something like
is,
that.
that's as crazy as me hearing that Jimmy Garoppolo has only thrown four playoff touchdowns, but he's been to a
His
Super Bowl and
career?
an NFC Championship game.
Yeah, that's crazy. But with Ben Simmons, like even to finish the game, we're putting Nick Claxton because Ben Simmons are free. What was the game against Phoenix Suns? They didn't have Chris Paul, they didn't have Booker. They are playing with DA, and we know how soft DA is. But it's like the clash of two softies. One has to come out on top. But Ben Simmons fouled out on purpose. I don't care what anyone says. That last foul, he fouled out on purpose. He didn't want to play anymore. And then the next game, Kyrie saw that, okay, he finished the game with 21 points. We were down by like 25 points. He finished the game, he finished the fourth quarter. He scored 21 points in the fourth quarter and brought us within 3 points of the game. And I think he carried that same mentality into the next game, which was yesterday, and scored 48. And that was
He
what gave us
was
the
amazing
chance
yesterday.
to win. And he has to continue that mentality. Start the game on fire, and you get guys open like Seth Curry and the rest of them, and avoid Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons, all he does is come down the court and pass the ball to Royce O'Neal.
Yeah, for me, with the Nets, all I have to say is without KD, this team is going to go as far as Kevin Durant takes them. But I have to
Yeah.
give a huge shout out to Nick Claxton. You pointed him out last week. I hadn't
Right.
bought it. So instead, I decided, like I did the week before, I'm not going to be a hitter. I'm going to watch the Nets.
And I'm proud of
Nick
you, Groves.
Claxton plays defense.
He plays defense
There was this
all
block he
positions.
made. I don't know if it was yesterday, but like he went up for the
Yeah,
block.
it was yesterday.
Then the
It
guy
changed
tried
hands.
to, this thing, tried
Yeah.
to English maneuver it, you know how Jordan did when he went up for the dunk. Now he
Yeah.
blocked it with his right hand while still in the air.
Yeah.
I'm like that's a pretty
He's
impressive
averaging the
move.
most blocks this season.
That's
He
very
can
good.
switch all positions.
And he's
Nah.
top three in the defensive rankings as well
Yeah.
for MVP. So I gotta
And
respect
this
him
is
for
his
that.
fourth season. Fourth season, first as a starter. So basically, this is like his, and he has been injury plagued. So this is like his second full season. So the growth that he would have right now to next year, it's going to be exponential. Like, I'm very excited for
It
him.
just shows, man, when you have a coach who actually knows what he's doing, you start to see improvement in players. And
Yeah.
Nick Claxton is definitely one of those players.
Yeah. I want to talk to the Brooklyn Nets right now. Make a trade. Get, is it Naz Reid? in on Timberwolves. Get that guy. He's a shooting big that we need, and he's a shooting big that can bang with people. Get Nasri, and he's
Oh,
also very athletic.
the guy
With
with the
the
braids. Yeah. Jay Crowder guy.
he's athletic. He can
Bosman is
bang
also a
and he can
big that can
shoot.
shoot.
No, Bosman is like 6'6". We don't want dwarfs. We want like 6'10" type of movement, 6'11".
That's wild calling a 6'6" man a
You can see
dwarf.
the way Femi is laughing right now. Man's like,
Actually,
man thought he was tall. Sorry about that, fam.
we need to talk about this team though. Like, I still don't have any expectations for them, but the Miami Heat look like
I have something to say about the Nets.
Oh, what do you
Oh. They ain't going anywhere.
Surprise us next time. Surprise us with something new.
With Ben Simmons playing the way he is.
Tosin, I can't lie. In the playoffs, you might remove your eyes watching Ben Simmons.
No.
Let me tell you something.
So we having
I have a
Ben
question.
Simmons against, if we're healthy, Ben Simmons against Boston, I actually feel better about that. Because after the last game, the first game I've seen Ben Simmons on the Nets play against Boston, he actually played defense against
I
Tatum.
have a
In a
question.
seven-game
I
series,
have a
though.
question. I have a question. I have
In
a
a
question.
seven-game series, you don't have to tire out KD guarding Ben Tatum anymore. You KD can relax and gather his energy.
I have a question. I have a question. Imagine the roles were reversed in the Boston Celtics series, right? And it's the Nets that's about to make the layup that Tatum made
And it's Simmons that cut to the
but it
rim.
was Simmons that caught the rim. Do you think Simmons is going to pass that ball up or make that layup?
Absolutely not. There is no way in hell is happening. Simmons not even running for the ball the way Tatum ran for the ball. Simmons, if
He
Simmons
don't
is
call a
running, he's
timeout.
running the other way. Yeah, he's
He
gonna
don't
call
call a
it.
timeout. I told the
He'll
coach, why
catch
you
the
have me
ball,
in
bro.
the
He'll pass the ball and pass it to what's the name of the Tybull all the way in Philly. He's passing it to Tybull in Philly.
And Trae Young is gonna be under the rim waiting for
Yeah, bro.
okay. Let's actually, before we talk about the Miami Heat, let's talk about the Boston Celtics. I feel like they finally got the proverbial monkey off their back when they beat the Warriors the other day. Jaylen Brownlee had a good game because apparently he was stuck in traffic and he traumatized me
And that was his first game back from
from
injury as
injury.
well.
Yeah, but he knocked down a very huge three. Jason Tatum was fantastic. Malcolm Brogdon, ooh, that block on, was it Jordan Poole? Sensational. And then you
Yeah.
can trust the man, the myth, the legend himself. Old man
No, Horford
Horford.
was huge in that game. It was
Robert Williams is
huge.
back. I can't see any team in the East handling the Celtics. I just can't see it.
They're one level ahead of everyone. Like for me, I still believe they can beat. I mean, okay, actually, in the East, I think they can beat everyone. In the West, it seems matchup wise, they just struggle, especially defending Steph Curry. There is nothing they can do to Steph Curry.
And to be fair,
And
Steph is annoying to
Steph is annoying
defend.
to defend, but what's even worse is they have another guy like Steph that plays like that in Jordan Poole that they find difficult to defend as well. So it's, and they have DiVincenzo playing amazing right now. That's, how many shooters do you have? DiVincenzo, Poole, Klay, Steph. Wait, wait, wait. Draymond. Do you know
Draymond,
that Ben Simmons has more points than Draymond this season?
No, that's not surprising. Like, come on,
They are the
he's
la bottom two. Draymond is
like
the very
coming to a
last.
season. He's like coming to a season thinking Rajon Rondo is going to put up a number. Come on, bro. Let's be for real here.
So I just think matchup wise, Golden State will always give them the toughest time.
Actually
But
think even in terms of the NBA, I think they're the best matchup for the Denver Nuggets.
like Golden State,
No,
Boston
the
Celtics.
Boston Celtics. I feel like they're one of the only teams that can handle yoke.
Actually, you know what? I don't think there's any team that is good matchup wise for Denver Nuggets. Because when I
No,
think
because like,
when I move past their starting five and I go to Boone's Highland, I'm like,
no, but
there's
like
no team that has a Boone's
you see
Highland.
their bench, and if anything, if the bubble taught us anything, if you have a lot of bodies to throw at yoke, it will affect him, and
They would
they
have
just
too many shooters.
affects
They're
who.
they're
It
the
affected him
best
against the
three.
Lakers in the bubble.
Wait, wait, wait.
But
See,
it
they're
was
the
just the
best.
Lakers, though.
They are the best 3-point shooting team in the league, best field goal shooting team in the league. If you double up on Yoke and the best decision maker, you are doubling up on the best decision maker.
It's not about doubling up on him, but be aggressive with him, throw bodies at him.
Do you think that affects Yoke?
It did it in the bubble. If we, that's what I'm saying. If we have anything to go by, it did it.
Wait,
the bubble.
Who stopped him? Who stopped him in the bubble? Who stopped him in the bubble?
Dwight. Dwight gave him problems in the bubble. When the Lakers put, even last season,
how many Dwights are in the league?
Even last season, when Draymond was on him in like not throughout the game, but like critical moments, Draymond got a stop on him because it was very physical.
A stop. This guy said a stop.
Oh, it was a major stop.
I don't care.
I remember
you get
too,
a
it was
stop.
A steal on him as well.
Anyone can get a stop on anyone.
Bro, Tosin, like I said, you're not going to stop great players from going off. What you can do is make them take more shots to go off.
Okay, let's break it down. Let's break it down. Jamal. No. This is good. Who's guarding Jamal?
Who's guarding anybody?
Smart. Let's say Smart. Like in the starting five. Let's do starting five, starting five. Smart, right? Who's guarding MPJ?
Well, there's Tatum, there's Brown. Pick your poison.
Okay, no, you pick one.
I'll give you anyone you want. You pick. Okay. Like, you come out and say, who's going to lock you up?
Okay, I'll say Tatum. Who's guarding Aaron Gordon?
Don't nobody really guard Aaron Gordon.
If anyone is, whoever is guarding him, he's bullying that person. You need to understand how Aaron Gordon plays. Aaron Gordon plays their dunking guy. He goes from the byline and just bullies anyone. You saw the clip where LeBron was like, yo, I go to the gym too. You're not finna do that shit to me. Bruh, he does that to everyone.
So you think Tatum is not strong? You think Tatum can put up?
First of this season, Gordon is playing way astronomically better than MPJ.
Yes, I agree.
And of course, MPJ.
So I'm saying don't sleep on Aaron Gordon.
I'm
you have to put an elite guy.
If the Nuggets are going to go anywhere, that 2-man game between Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic needs to be as elite as it was.
It's always elite. It's always elite.
I don't think it's as elite as it was in the bubble. It was
obviously
stopping.
Like Jamal is not back to that form, but Jamal is getting there. It's getting there. They play without Yoke the other day.
You're not going
they won't comfortably
Jokic throughout the game. That's what I'm saying. Like you're not going to run post ups for Jokic throughout the game.
Yeah, but the thing is, if they double on Jokic, problem.
I think
you double on Jamal.
They're gonna
Jamal
have to double on
up.
Yoke. That's one thing you don't want
don't
to
think
they're
could,
gonna have
they
to
have
double
Robert
on
Williams though.
Robert Williams is not smart enough to guard Yoke.
Really,
they have a lot of athletic players have guarded Yoke. You're either gonna foul out. We saw the guy that Howard. Howard will foul out all the time. But in that aspect, Howard was the guy off the bench that would be like, oh, he's expendable. You
Did
can foul out
all the time.
No, but
what
Draymond,
happened in game one?
Draymond is
in
one
game
of the
one
best defenders in history.
Yeah, but what happened in game one against the Nuggets? He got Yoke so frustrated that he got two technicals and was tossed out. Because he was physical with him. That's what I'm saying. You know, I'm a very firm believer in the fact that you cannot stop superstars from going off.
How many Draymonds do we have in the league? There's no one like Draymond.
I feel like Robert Williams.
Draymond can even guard AD.
It's not about being Draymond. It's about being physical with him to frustrate him. And I believe Robert Williams can do that.
Yes, it's thing, though.
But there are only so many players that can be physical and not get a foul. Okay. You're always like, you know, Jokic also like flops. Like, if you hit him, he's going to do whatever he likes.
Tosin, he has one advantage that the Celtics have. They can run a lineup of Al Horford and Time Lord on the floor at the same time. And if they were to happen to double, if they happen to double Jokic, I feel like it would be harder for Jokic to even make that pass, if you know what I'm saying, and could kill a possession.
Jokic is not Giannis, but it's just like when the Raptors had the trees.
I like the Horford Time Lord stuff.
I know the funny thing, they will still have the same spacing they will have on offense and on defense.
And because Time Lord doesn't really rotate on the perimeter, he's there because once they break, especially if you go zone, if they get into that middle of the zone, it's a lob for Time Lord every single time.
Yeah, fair enough. I still have Denver beating them.
I know. The thing is, I do agree that at the end of the day, I still think Nuggets have the bodies to counter.
Yeah, you can think Denver is going to beat them, but what I'm saying is, in the whole of the NBA, there's no better matchup for the Nuggets than the Celtics.
That one, I agree.
I think Golden State.
Yes, because Golden State have a lot of players on the perimeter, so they're going to tire them out. Especially what Steph was doing to Jokic in the playoffs last year. That was, I'm telling you, if I'm a player and three times in a row you ask for a pick and roll switch on me, the third time we're fighting, I
wait, have they made? Oh, they've met each other already this year, January 1st. Denver won.
Yeah, but
they
I
won
think
by
Steph was
12
injured
points.
At the time. Steph
No,
was injured.
Denver Boston. That's what I mean.
Oh, Denver Boston. Yeah,
They
I
won.
remember
Won
that.
by
That was the
12.
game where the rim had issues.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So.
we wasted our time more on that. So we just have to quickly run through the Miami Heat and the Philadelphia 76ers. The Heat currently 3 games above 500. My only problem with the Heat is they have no pure hoopers. Like, I love Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler is one of my favorite players in the NBA. They're just like a fun team to watch. I'm just
yeah. Purist is Tyler Hero.
Yeah.
And I'll say I want to put Bam. I want to slot Bam's name in there too.
Kyle Hooper, Bam.
Yeah.
I think he has skill set. I just don't think they use him enough.
I don't think Bam
it.
Has been developed enough offensively.
No. See, sometimes I don't know. Maybe it's the summer videos, but like I've seen Bam's summer videos.
I've seen Ben Simmons come off.
I understand, but at the same time. Here's the thing, though. I feel like right now they're not using all of Bam's skill set.
Exactly.
That's my point. So it's not about
they
his game.
Done that in
his
a
game
long
is already
time.
Good. He's, for me, for a big man that is athletic like that, can shoot the mid-range like that, has the handles like that, I think his game is already good enough where you're supposed to be able to use him that way.
I feel they should be using Bam the same way the Raptors were using Chris Bosh in.
But they just
before
use him with so many dribble handoffs that the opponents just they look at him like a Draymond Green.
Yeah.
Like, remember, I don't know if you guys remember in 2021 season when they actually unleashed Bam for a bit and he hit that game winner on the Nets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where he drove, grabbing a little bit of a push off and then hit the mid range. But when I saw that, I was like, oh, if he can consistently add that to his game, then. Mm-hmm. That opens up the Heat's offense, but they it seems to me like they've not given him the opportunity to do that. Now, it could be a situation like the New England Patriots, where if they open up the playbook, all Mac Jones does is throw INTs. But I just don't think they've given him the opportunity to actually, you know,
so you will make the mistakes for us to be like, okay,
do you know who I compare him to? I compare him to an early Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis has I feel like they have similar skill sets.
But he's not as talented.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying he's as talented, but like they have similar skill sets where AD can still put the ball on the floor.
And AD has always been a better shooter.
Right, but like the only way you can become a better shooter if you constantly keep shooting. So like what I'm trying to say is the Heat hasn't even catered to that side of Bam to where if Bam is going. The rest of the team can. Hopefully, opens up.
They don't want to play big man ball. That's.
I think it's just because of how they are like I said, they don't really have pure hoopers. So all they do is run Max Strus off screens.
Or Kyle Lowry. What are you doing?
it doesn't really look great. But honestly, anywhere if the Nets had Bam, I'd have them as my favorites to win the chip.
Facts.
I agree.
So that's it for Miami. Then another team. Yeah, the Philadelphia 76ers. Joel Embiid looks legit.
More than legit.
He looks like Faye, so you give up on me in the MVP race. No problem.
You know what I call him now? Embiid.
What do you mean? The braid.
Yeah. But when he had the braids though. When he had and he had that chase down block after he turned the ball over.
Embiid is nice. It's just a shame he's playing the same era as Jokic. That's the only thing.
That's the only downside.
And
Jokic is dominant though.
I like what James Harden is doing. Coming great. I like what James Harden is doing. I still think if they can package Tobias, if any team is stupid enough to trade for Tobias Harris,
if they trade for Tobias, they're going to miss Tobias. Tobias, what he does for them, for me, is their most consistent. Is their second most consistent three-point shooter.
But
And another thing is that he's another vocal leader in the locker room. Yeah,
and he's the most consistent mid-range shooter on that team. No one shoots the mid-range like him.
They need to cut Montrezl Harrell. Don't nobody need them
Montrezl. I mean, along with his braids.
Or his kicks.
Honestly, if PJ Tucker gives them 5 points, I don't see how they lose a basketball game.
No, impossible. Impossible. But 5 points?
See, the funny thing is he's asking for 5 points. He didn't even say two.
They get if PJ Tucker scores 5 points, you're getting blown out, bro.
Bro, their last game, I went to check like the box score. I'm like, during the game, I'm like, oh, let me see the plus minus. He had the highest plus minus with 0 points. I'm like, how do you consistently do this?
How do you keep doing this? You know that beat where the guy is like, he can't keep getting away. Give me with
this. Yeah.
Well, like the thing is, it's that little element of coaching that's gonna come in play. And that's the sad part.
Credits for how he's been able to turn the season around. Specific when you think back to how they started, it was horrific. It was very bad.
I was disappointed.
Do you guys think they're the most unstoppable team in the NBA?
No. I think the Denver Nuggets are the most unstoppable team in the NBA.
I think
they are.
I think you can slot the Sixers name in there though. Like yeah, in contention.
Jokic is the most unstoppable player in the NBA, in my opinion.
Jokic is out there though.
Jokic is there, but think about it. They have Embiid, Maxi,
and
James Harden, and Tobias Harris.
Why are we not putting PJ Tucker?
But the thing is,
all those guys can go get their shots on their own.
Not even that, and they can also each of them can easily go for 30 while the others go for 20.
Well, I've seen Tyrese Maxey can just wake up and win and decide, I'll be a menace to society today and put up 30.
Yep,
30.
By halftime. He has zero first half. Halftime, they'll be like, nah, let me just drop real 30 real quick. Like he did it against Clippers. Like I think it was third quarter / fourth quarter that he got like all his points, like 20 some points.
Yeah, so like you know each and that and I that's why I want to slot their names in there because Embiid will surely get you 30. Yeah,
but the Nuggets, I'm going to slot in Sacramento Kings as well, even though it sounds stupid. But
no, it's mental, the mental.
KD said it himself, Sabonis is strong as shit. That's okay.
Sabonis is
KD that's feeling it though. Like
No. The way Sabonis plays, like Sabonis is strong, like he can bang with anyone.
Yeah, Sabonis and Embiid are strong. Yoke may not be that strong, but when he just leans or puts all that body on you, like,
yeah.
You would just be irritated, like get off me.
And I feel like you know that body contact that wearing you down. Yeah, I think it comes into play too as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's all we have for teams in both the East and the West. Now let's move on to our biggest winners and losers of the week.
No CBG.
Do you? I didn't think you had a CBG.
I did.
Oh, okay, but you have to hurry up because we don't really got time.
Okay. All right, let's just get ready to rumble.
Make sure it's better than last week, so dude.
I'll try my best.
The people did not really appreciate last week.
I'll try my best. So. As per honorable mention, well, because of his record, I was gonna put Kyrie in there without KD, but
one game is not good enough.
Yeah, it's not good enough. So I gave it to Nikola Vucevic. He put up 29. 14-5 as a center.
Oh, wait, Mahomes is out of the game. Sorry,
I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that.
Who's it?
Nikola
Vucevic.
Oh yeah, Vuce was cooking. Ooh.
Like during this stretch, I think he's been the best player on that team.
He was cooking, bro.
Yeah, he was with Chris Cobb actually. At number four, at number five. You have this man's favorite player.
Kyrie?
Be Bron.
Bron has been cooking.
Bron is like, before All-Star game, I want to break this stuff so that they can celebrate the All-Star weekend.
And he's going to pay Kyrie.
Yeah. And
he
averaged 35, 8, and 9 in this week, which was slots him at number 5. At number 4, we have the Kakenios, the Embiid. The caca.
The Caquinho thing, crazy.
That sounds like a natural disaster.
Yes,
Because he is though.
The volcanic eruption when he said that.
The Caquinhos. Because he is though. He is though. Because you know what he did? He erupted for 35, 9, and 3 assists. Who cares though? But he's the Caquinhos.
That's my I'm not problem having Embiid, bro. You need to be averaging nothing less than 12 rebounds.
I agree. I agree. I
Yeah,
agree.
fair, fair.
I agree. At number three, we have Jason of all Tatums.
So of all the Tatums, he's
Yeah.
the Jason
Of
you think
all
of.
the Tatums, even though
Jason
there's
of
only one Tatum in history.
all. No, but there's Channing Tatum as well.
There's Deuce Tatum.
Oh, okay,
Oh no, Deuce is better than Jason. Let's be real.
But he's
yeah. But
but
yeah,
he's the
Tatum is a
Jason of all Tatums. You
yep.
won't believe what he put up this week. Now, if you talk about an eruption, this guy did erupt. He erupted for 39, 12, and 6
Did you guys watch his 51?
against Charlotte.
I didn't see that game, but I was like,
He
damn.
yo,
I was in the
he
I was in my workplace in the bathroom sneaking to watch
I'm
the
telling you, I was at I because I what once I'm done work, I get to sit at the bar and I see the way they do the highlights on SportsCenter. They give you like a full recap of the game. So I was seeing some of the plays, some of the ooh, got him. You know what I'm saying? Just saucing, shifty.
And he was able to also perform well against Golden State, which is a
Golden State,
rarity,
which was
so definitely.
So for sure, you got to put his name in there. At number two, you already know what time it is.
Dame, I
Dame
like
time.
that. I like that. Even though they lost,
Dame
he
time.
put up points.
He put up points.
This is not the MVP. This is certified bucket getters.
Yeah.
All we are doing here is respecting people with
What
different
did he
stats.
average?
He averaged 36, 4, and 8. The
So
thing is, here's the thing.
why is he taking my
Why
above
is he ahead
him?
of Taylor?
Here's the thing. It was the way he put up those points. Like I respect. If you want to, you know what? Let's switch it up. I'll put Tatum at 2 and Damian Lillard at 3.
Okay,
Okay,
fair enough.
that's the first time I'll ever do this
Who's
on
your
this.
one?
This is the first time I'll ever do this on this
Okay.
pod.
I
Okay.
appreciate it. I appreciate
At number one.
it.
I mean, to be honest, we couldn't stop talking about him today.
Yoke.
The yolk of all cards.
Special cards in a deck of cards.
See,
Joker.
before you go
Jokic.
on, I remember, I think last year was terrible, maybe 2 years ago before the pod, I was telling you guys, I'm taking yolk ahead of the Cancerious disaster.
I go lie. Give me Joe, man. I've come too far with Joe to just let him go now.
No,
Yo,
I
yo, Yoke
hey.
is probably better, but I've come too far with Joe to just let him go.
So that's
Yeah.
bias, right?
Yeah, I'm biased. Yeah.
Okay,
He
fair enough.
put up a whopping 28, 18. Sorry. Let me not get ahead of myself.
That's how he asked AD for 35, 52, 54.
He came through though. He came through though. But no, the Jokic average 28, 11, and 12 as a center.
He's close to averaging a triple double this
He
season.
recently became the number one in Denver's all-time assist list as a center.
I mean, that's not hard to beat. Who else did Denver have?
As a
Two
center. I
assists.
mean, they've had several point guards.
They had AI for a minute. They had Billups for a minute. AI,
Jamal,
when he lost, me, myself, and
Carmelo.
Iverson. AI, me, myself, and Iverson
Yeah.
for assists.
Oh,
Come on,
sorry.
let's be
My
for
bad,
real,
my
bro.
bad.
But
But he's a good point guard.
he's also going to have the most points
They also
and
had
the most
English too.
rebounds.
English was nice.
English was nice, so. So yeah, like he said, he's about to pass them in points and rebounds. So he's that franchise right now. He's
Yeah,
definitely
definitely.
going to get his jersey retired and get his Chamber Shuffle,
You know what?
statue outside
I think
the
I'm ready
stadium.
to put him in my top five European players of all time.
I want to see more.
I'm ready to put
I'm
him
ready.
in the
I'm ready. I
top
don't
seven
think
centers of all time.
Pau Gasol and Marc Gasol never smelt what this man is doing right now.
I understand. I understand. But to
He has to win a
be
championship too.
not even not being a championship team, he has to have like a little bit more.
Back-to-back MVPs might be three in a row.
Now that would
I'm
set
telling
him
you,
apart.
he's top seven centers of all time. Whether European or not, You yeah, can't mention seven centers better than this
he's
guy.
He's definitely top. You're
right. You're right.
He's definitely top five.
But yeah,
sure.
So we don't. The episode doesn't drag on for too long. Your biggest winners and losers of the week.
My biggest loser for the week is Ben Simmons. First, he lost my Ajama.
Lost him before the season even started.
Tosi, that's out of pocket, man.
Can I add another stat to that, please? He's averaged. He's hit. He's dated more ladies than threes hit in the NBA. But carry on.
That's crazy. So, second of all, he's light skin. That's another loss. And third of all, he's
every single light skin. Third of all, he's
the softest man in the NBA. No mentality. Zero mentality.
German ultra soft player of the year.
Absolutely. So yeah, it's my
Dylan freaking Brooks.
Right, my boy. Any day,
Dylan Brooks. I'm sorry. You know what? At first, I thought it was just, him standing up for his team. You know, like no matter what anybody says, I'm gonna see that delusional confidence, right? But at some point, like, bro, you gotta just
the Memphis Grizzlies talking like they done
something. Bruh. You know what I'm saying? Bruh. Like now you're in a professional setting, you can't be talking. That much Gaza, you know what I'm saying?
This thing was trying to talk trash to LeBron. LeBron treated him as he was talking to Bronny. He said, "That is the last time you're going to talk trash now."
Yeah, bro.
He said, "Oh, because you hit some shots, now you're going to talk."
He said he ain't hit any shots. He just talking, bro. At least hit some shots before you talk trash.
And then LeBron now took it out on Jaren Jackson's poor soul.
Yeah. No, they definitely talk like they've done something, and it's crazy, and that's what happens when you pack a bunch of like hood guys on the same team. Don't do that. Pack some educated.
They're not about that life.
Yeah,
Dylan Brooks is definitely not.
Dylan Brooks,
Danny Green, blurred hair, sideways looking as jumper guy, does not even
the Tyrannosaurus or whatever that dinosaur looking ass nigga. The 3-point guy, Bane.
Desmond Bane.
The one with the small arms.
No, Desmond Bane doesn't have small arms.
He does, though.
No, he has muscles, though. He's
muscles.
No, he has
like
muscles, but the length of his arm makes him look like a dinosaur. Yeah. You can't be 6'4" looking like that.
Not about that life, man. I'm sorry, you cannot square up to Unk like that. Like, I'm sorry, I'm just not having it, bro.
No, but the thing is, he first said about the Warriors, bro, they're a dynasty.
He slapped them up without Stephen Curry,
like, bro.
They be talking.
And you saw what happened again. Why I told you why I don't believe in them. Jaren Jackson Jr. going foul trouble again.
Yeah. For a core who has won one playoff series, they be talking crazy, bro.
They got like, bro, crazy. this is like the fourth time in franchise history y'all are like second seed or something, man. Y'all talking.
They be talking crazy, man.
Yeah, not even the best Memphis team in history.
I don't think so.
The one with Mark Gasol and
Mike Conley. Come on.
Al Jefferson.
Zeebo and Vince Carter.
Zeebo, yeah.
And you're missing someone. Zach Randolph.
Rudy Gay.
Kobe Stopper. The guy who...
Tony Allen.
Tony Allen, yes. Tony Allen.
Those guys will beat up these guys. They will beat up these guys.
Even the team with Vince Carter.
Grit and Grind Grizzlies. That's what they call
it. Yeah, bro.
Come on. I would even take Boogie's Sacramento over this Memphis team. Stop, right,
you're going too far. Way too far. It's getting ridiculous now.
It's got to be Dylan Brooks, man. Yeah, Dylan Brooks, T. Morant, all of them. Pull all of them inside there. Biggest winner of the week, O'Shea Sharp.
Okay, that's fair.
I think mine is going to be, has to be Russ. Either Russ or... You okay?
Shit means something to me, man.
You'll see, you okay?
This man is crying. Talk about this shit means something to me.
I was going to say either Russ or Jason Tatum because of Tatum finally
beating the Warriors.
Yeah. At least saying like, yeah, I played well in a win against the Warriors. So yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was healthy. I have two winners of the week. I have Boston / Tatum finally beating Golden State. And then I have James Harden. He's the only man that can get away with putting up a measly 20 points and 10 assists. Anybody who gets 10 assists passing the ball to Joel Embiid, please.
Well, he's not winning.
That moment, I realized why him and Israel were related, because that's exactly how he thought.
Well, yeah, I don't respect it, honestly. Good riddance.
I don't. You know what? It's fine. I'm going to be.
Man said his only chance to win championship were OKC, Rockets, and the team is currently. What happened to Brooklyn? Maybe he had KD.
But he's on your winner of the week.
Yeah, he's a sarcastic winner of the week.
Oh,
maybe he's still in 2020.
Maybe he's so sleazy.
Because I'm like, bro, what are you talking about right now?
Oh man, yeah, that's all we have time for, man. We don't want to run the episode for too long. Come to the end of another episode.
Can I say something though?
Yeah,
I'm so glad to see the Nets in the mud. Mwah!
The Raptors are in the mud, not the Nets.
Bro, I was going to ask.
Please,
where is Raptors? Where are the Raptors?
Scottie Barnes is my biggest winner of the week as well. See, when he was selling Quentin Grimes, you is not him, bro.
But can Scottie Barnes do that on the court, dude?
Scottie Barnes put up 29 in our last game. Better put some respect on him.
So, one good game, eh? One good game is enough.
The past few games.
Okay. Fair enough.
Hey, what about Kyrie, huh?
So, we're going to take his average this season.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Look at
this. We've come to the end of another episode of the CourtCast. By the voice, obviously, you could tell it's me. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed it.
Who is you? Who? The voice of treason? Like, what are you saying? You know,
the one that was begging me, telling me, sorry for my bad take. I apologize.
Yeah. You're saying Messi's not the good. Now look at him.
How many bad takes?
Say a word. Like you were, you're not.
If I was to write all your bad takes, it would be 3 pages and damn. 80 leaves. 80 leaves.
Did you say front and back?
Front and back, 80 because leaves.
You're writing in 80 letter 80 fonts. That's why.
No, 12 fonts.
Yeah, 80 fonts. That's.
I thought it was 8. I thought you don't write big. I thought it was just 8.
No, it's actually 8. Front I don't write back. Big actually.
Front and back.
3 pages.
Front and back because I put you on Friends now. You're telling everybody front and back.
What did you
know? You're watching Friends now.
He's almost as
ND pod. Off your mic.
But yeah, man, check us out on all podcast streaming platforms. Tell a friend to listen.
To tell your ancestors.
Mahomes back for second half. Let's go, boys.
Tell a friend to listen to the CourtCast.
Abu.
What are you guys doing? We'll see you in the next episode. Adios, amigos.
It's a Slam Time production.